Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And today's closing day feature is DeAndra McDonald from episode 89. And she's going to be talking about the truth behind house hacking. And so what's so dope about her episode is that she pretty much unpacks her entire journey of what it was like to house hack her way to ownership. And so without any further ado, this is the closing day special feature with DeAndra McDonald, episode 89. Let's get into it.
You know, I think for so many people, it's that moment that kind of gets them going. You know, you and other guests we've had, it's like, wait, I'm spending all this money on renting wherever I'm living at. There has to be another way. And for a lot of people, it's house hacking. So what are some misconceptions you've come across, you know, people who've taken your courses, people who you've done coaching with as it relates to house hacking that you feel like you've had to dispel?
Number one, that house hacking is permanent. I think that that is something that people have in their minds. Like, if I'm going to buy this house to house hack, the whole time I'm living here, I have to house hack. And the answer is no. House hacking can be for a period of time when you first buy the property. It could be, hey, you've been in this property 10 years and now you need a little extra money. My very first house, I house hacked immediately. And then I bought a house with my now husband. And we decided to house hack because we wanted to pay for our wedding. So we lived together. We lived in the basement in our master ensuite, and we had someone upstairs. And that income, because we could afford the house on our own, that income paid for our wedding. And we got married in December. And in January, we're like, here's your notice, Brett. Thank you very much. We appreciate your time. Because it wasn't supposed to be a long-term commitment. It was like, I have a plan in mind. I'm going to sacrifice, or I'm going to adjust, because I try to stay with North Sacrifice. I'm going to adjust for right now, but then I'm going to change in the future. And now I could live here by myself, or my husband and I could live here if we want. We can move out completely and rent it out, but it's not forever. Like, having a goal in mind, people sometimes, when I say I need you to change your lifestyle, think of sacrifice, right? Think of, well, I never get to have this now because, and it's like, no, just for these 6 months or just for these 2 years so we can get this other piece under control. The other piece about house hacking is that it's somehow unethical or it's somehow scammy. And I can't understand. I can't, like, I just don't understand this idea of I have something and the market rate for this is less than what I'm paying. And I'm offering that to you. And I, especially when I got on TikTok, that was a very big thing or opinion was this is somehow a scam, you know? And it's not. And the biggest reason it's not is because I take on all the risk, mm-hmm. you know? So if the mortgage is $500 and you're paying me $500, you're like, well, you're living for free. It's like, yeah, but I'm also responsible if the roof collapses. I'm also responsible if this AC goes out, that the electric stays on, that the water keeps flowing. Like, I'm responsible for if things go wrong. I'm not looking to you. Because if you want to split expenses equally, then we can split expenses equally. But I don't think that's actually what you guys want. So those would be my two biggest, that it's not a forever commitment and that it is totally fine to rent out some of your space the same way you might rent a car or rent your tools to somebody for a while or equipment. It's the same thing.
Definitely. So how was COVID for you? You know, a lot of people, there's tons of stories, right? We've had people say tons of things and how it went for them with their investments and stuff. But how was it for you?
You know, it wasn't bad at first. And I think you could even see it in my videos until COVID was March of 2020. It's kind of when things shut down and we could feel the effects. And I didn't really feel the effects until April 2021. So it took a long time for it to start trickling down to me because I think those stimulus checks helped. employment kind of came, unemployment, excuse me, kind of got released pretty quickly. And where it started getting a little bad for me was when unemployment started to get pulled back. And then when, I don't know, I can't even say why all of a sudden it took so long to hit, because I really assumed it was going to hit sooner. But it started probably in May. I had my first just active non-payment. And let me back up. I like to tell people on my TikTok, this is non-messy. So if you hear from messy TikTok, go somewhere else. We are a teaching platform. And I think you're the same way, right? This is a teaching moment. We're not here to just be like, tenants suck. So I had my first active, I'm just not paying, in May of 2021. And as a refresher, I have 30 units and my first non-pay for 12 months with 30 people was one tenant in May. And that was also the first tenant who refused assistance, like didn't want to fill out the paperwork, didn't want me to bug her, kind of just disappeared off the map. And that kind of started the chain a little bit of, I think, in that community that I had. Mm-hmm. But it hasn't been the worst. You know, once I realized people were going to try to apply for rent relief and that was going to happen in mass, I really tried to set up a system at my complex about, hey, this is how we fill out stuff. This is how we submit it. Let me be in control of this. I got the paperwork. I know what needs to be printed, what needs to be scanned. And that's sped it up. And like this morning, actually, I got my first, hey, we've approved it. They paid all her back rent. They're paying 3 months in advance. And it'll come in the mail at some point. I think they're, because they didn't do direct deposits. So I think at some point it'll show up in my PO box. But it took, from application to probably receipt, took about 2 months, which is not the worst. So I had to start really being on top of the rent relief probably early August of 2021, but it still hasn't been the worst because I decided to be on top of it and not like turn my eye and just ignore it, try to get ahead of the problem.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. And I think one thing you mentioned there was just like helping people with like the assistance and different things. I mean, some people just have the mentality of like, oh, you're a tenant, it's up to you to do these things. But I mean, it's in your best interest to help them, you know, if they don't know that this stuff is even out there, or if they don't, maybe they're, I don't know, they're ashamed, they feel like they don't even know how to fill it out or certain things. But I mean, it's in both of your best interests if you help them. So I think it's good that you did that.
Yes, and I agree. And I think that's what I try to tell people online as well. It is in both of our interests to get this done. Now, if you don't get it done, you will be evicted. And I think that was something that doesn't always come across. This is still a business, guys. So I'm here to help. But when I tell you to show up, when we agree on a time frame, like I need you to show up, you know, because we both need this to get done. Yeah. So it's not that I'm going to chase you around. And I don't want people, I guess I'm trying to say that because I don't want people to think we're babying or we are coddling. It's like, no, it's an appointment to fill out an application to submit. And if they don't come or don't come prepared, then other actions will be taken. But no one's expecting you as a landlord to show up at midnight because that's when they get off and to help them get ready to take the pick. You know, no one's expecting all that. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It helps both parties. So why not get ahead of it?
Definitely. Definitely. Did you have any instances with tenants where this process just didn't go well as far as helping them with the rent relief and fortunately had to part ways?
I haven't yet. Well, I did have one, actually. The one I said didn't pay in May. She said she wanted to move out. She didn't move out because I was willing to take that loss and just write it off. And then she, another month when I tried to get her to fill out the rent relief and she just wouldn't. So I had to file for eviction and it sucked. Like it really sucked. And it sucked because it was avoidable. Mm-hmm. It was 100% avoidable. For 3 months, I asked if she would fill out the rent relief because I can't fill it out by myself because they don't want landlords just saying, oh, well, no one paid. So give me all the money and not telling tenants. And then the tenant's name can't get more help later. Mm-hmm. And she was upset. She's like, my son, where's he going to go? Where's he going to go to school? And I'm like, this was avoidable. Right. This, all I needed was this one piece, but for 3 months you've ducked me. So here we are. And that sucked. But other than that, no, like, I am interested to know if some of these applications will go through, because that's another piece that is a little tough. If I can't, I can submit what they want, but I don't decide if you get approved or not.
Right.
Right. So if the state comes back, because like I said, it was 2 months from application to check. If the state comes back and says, no, we will not give this person relief, I'm looking at this person like, so what's next? Because you haven't paid rent in 2 months. Now we're on month three. And if you truly could not have paid before, definitely can't pay with the 3 month backlog. So like, what do we do? So,
right.
Yeah, I haven't had issues yet, but I'm also prepared for it. Of like, okay, well, what are those next steps? And what do I have to do? What else can I do?
Right, right. Definitely.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's B-R-E-D Podcast. Until next time.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.